to lean on.
Hey, listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Did you know over 80 million people worry about bladder or bowel leaks? Many feel isolated, even helpless, especially when absorbent underwear bought in stores don't work. They leak. Well, North Shore brand adult diapers has come to the rescue with reassuringly strong protection for even the heaviest control problems. North Shore was founded to empower people to live with the freedom and dignity they deserve. North Shore adult diapers stay dry for up to 12 hours for all day or all night protection. That's three times longer than the store brands. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order. That's NorthShore.com. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order and start living life worry-free.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. Partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org. This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
we've had the show. A lot of you know that I had a little sidekick with me by my microphone. This week, I dedicate the show to her since she passed away, my little princess. Princess was the little cat that only had three paws that I discussed many times on my microphone. So I dedicate this show to little princess. Besides the dedication of the show, we lost a great entertainer this week, which we'll discuss later in the show, Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett passed away this week, and we'll play one of his songs that made him famous in a few minutes. We have some shout outs before we begin the show. I thank you all for listening wherever you are in the world. I'm just a little sad missing Princess. The show is bigger than I ever thought, ever dreamed of, since you can hear us around the world. This show, if you don't know or understand, it's the bridge. We say the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. That's what you're listening to. I hope we can entertain you. I hope we can educate you. I hope we can inform you on many things besides, well, besides the daily nonsense which goes on in the world. As you know, this show, we don't discuss politics. We don't discuss religion. But it's supposed to be a fun show. So let me discuss right now the players tonight. First, my co-host and beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. Lynn, you there?
I'm here, and welcome, everybody. Yes, it's a sad night for us. It's the first time Princess wasn't on the table, driving me crazy here by the microphone, so we really miss her. So welcome, everybody. Welcome to the July 23rd edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And from her home, as we're operating out of our home, out of her home in College Park, Florida, Sheila Young is back. The great Sheila Young. Co-host Sheila Young. You there, Sheila?
I am. Good evening, everybody. It seems like it's been a long time since I've been here, and it has. So it's good to be back. It's been Mother's Day. Yeah, Mother's Day.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. We're so glad that you're recovering and feeling better.
Me too.
Going to the theater and everything else.
And the only one in the studio, we have to say a good, great Googa Mooga. To the one, the only, Chris Shaw. He's the only one operating in this radio station. Chris Shaw, you there?
Gubba Gubba. My condolences for you and your loss. How you
doing? Thank you, Chris.
That's
Chris Shaw. He's operating out of Ocoee, Florida. That's where the main flagship is of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Lynn, before we begin the show, you have any shout-outs?
Well, you have a couple.
Yes, I do. My first shout-out is to Nathan, a fellow Nathan Nolan out of Arizona.
Dolan.
Nathan Dolan out of Arizona. New listener. Hope he'll be listening for a long time. Lynn, you have any shout outs?
I do. I have a few. I'd like to give another shout out to Ken Osborne at the Alabama Industries for the Blind. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to Donovan Battelle at Alabama Industries for the Blind. And by the way, Alabama Industries for the Blind is a new sponsor of the Blind and Beyond radio show. And we're happy about that. And thank you for your support. I'd also like to give a big shout out to our dear friend, Liz Alexa, who is now recovering from the surgery that she had the other day. And Liz, we love you if you're listening. And
she lives in Pennsylvania.
She does. She's upstate Lehigh, Pennsylvania. And We're thinking about you, Liz. And let's see if I have anybody else. No, those are mine. So
Sheila, do you have any shout-outs?
I do. My prayers are with Tammy and Mark Roussel. Mark's mother is not doing well. So please keep Tammy, Mitzi Kit, Tammy in your prayers. They're going through a pretty difficult time right now.
Oh no, Tammy's mom.
No, it's Mark's mom.
Oh, Mark's mom, but they both live in yes. the house. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. Both of them are in the 90s, I think.
Yes, they're like 96, yeah. 97. Yeah,
thinking about Mark's mom. Yep.
And do you have any shout outs, there, Chris Shaw?
Just came back from a family reunion, so shout out going out to the Mitchell Shaw family that are now probably tuned in listening.
That's fantastic. Where was the reunion, Chris?
We were in Lakeland, Florida.
Oh, okay. Not too far. Very good.
Well, what else can I say? You know, I'll tell you right now. Chris.
Yeah, let's do the Tony Bennett.
For those people who didn't know Tony Bennett, this was his big song. In case you didn't know or forgot, this was Tony Bennett's Name to Fame. Would you play that song, a little bit of the song that made him? Tony Bennett.
San Francisco. High on a hill. It calls to me. To be well, little cable cars. Climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air.
Okay, Chris, we can't play the whole song. For those who don't know, the song was called I Left My Heart in San Francisco. Tony Bennett made it years ago.
It's an end of an era now.
And Tony Bennett was the end of an era. It was Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. and Dean Martin. And all those guys, they're all gone now. And Tony Bennett, he was the last of those fellows.
And he was performing, I think, this past last year, I believe.
Recently, yeah.
Yeah, I believe he was. He performed with Lady Gaga not too long ago.
Yeah, you're right.
He was 2 weeks away from his birthday, 97 birthday.
Just like my dad, exactly the same. Exactly.
I'm not sure if it was 97, 98, but it was 2 weeks away from his birthday.
He was 96.
96?
Just like dad.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to break soon.
Well, we're going to go to break soon. We hope you'll be listening to the show. We have a great show for you tonight. Please keep on listening. And we enjoy having you. And thanks for having us in your home. Looking forward to it. Don't go away. You'll be listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show after the break. Don't go away.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eastsighteyewear.com.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Ambutech, your mobile way of life. We're worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand the need to stay in motion for all events. We have your canes covered for all your everyday outings, colored canes for your special occasions, and adventure tips to help you explore the great outdoors. Nothing should hold you back. And a mobile way of life is what we strive to deliver at Ambutech. You can reach Ambutech by going to our website at www.ambutech.com, by email at orders@ambutech.com, or by phone at 1-800-561-3340. If you haven't already tried one of our canes, give us a call and grow with us. We'd love to hear from you.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. So, what's happening? This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Are we on the air?
Yes.
We're on the air.
We're on the air. Okay. This is your host, Michael. And I have no feedback right now.
Okay. For some reason, the Zoom is fading in and out. It did that last week, too. Anyway, the people out in Radio Land can hear us, so let's just move forward. So we'd like to welcome for the very first
time.
Wait,
you said you're not getting good audio?
No, we don't hear you at all. We don't hear anything, Chris. We don't know when to come on.
Okay, but you can hear me loud and clear.
We hear you perfectly.
Okay, I got you. All right.
Okay. So we would like to welcome, for the very first time, the well-known Dave Steele, otherwise known as the Blind Poet, and I believe he's calling in from the UK. Hello, Dave, hey. And welcome.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me loud and clear?
We hear you clear and loud and loud and clear.
Are you calling from across the pond?
Absolutely.
Wow. And we'd like to introduce you to our co-host, Sheila Young.
Please meet
Dave.
Sheila.
We have met before.
Oh, okay.
Have we? Where did we meet?
Well, we met on Facebook, and then I asked if I could put one of your poems in one of our newsletters, and you said absolutely. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you so much for your support.
So Dave, before we delve into all about you as far as, you know, your background and what you're doing,
sure.
You and I kind of discussed off the air that I would like to introduce you via your poem that I just recently read called Maybe.
Yeah.
And then I thought from there.
Great poem.
And for those of you who don't know, Dave found out in 2014 he was diagnosed with RP. So anyway, Dave, I'll let you take it from there because I know you have so much to talk about. But if you don't mind reading Maybe, I think it would be wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll read the poem and then we can kind of get into kind of why I wrote it and everything
else.
So, yeah, this is actually the first time I've ever read this as well.
Really?
So, yeah,
okay.
This is a first for me. So here we go. Maybe you'd be better off if I was not around. Another life with someone else, no blindness to be found. He'd hold the door for you and be the one to take the lead. Drive you out for dinner. Be the man you really need. Maybe they'd be happier if I was not their dad. No secret talks of one and two, no reason to be sad. No chance that future blindness could be their fate to hold. This cane that I'm still training with won't be theirs to unfold. Maybe I'm being selfish by needing you so much. Would your life be happier with someone else's touch? The challenges that come with my own disability shouldn't hold you back. Maybe I should set you free. But maybe, just maybe, if I weren't here no more, we'd never would have made the memories we made before. All the things we did together with our perfect family. The moments we created that I don't need sight to see. Maybe without the lessons we never would have learned, just how precious our days are, the battle scars we've earned. Maybe all the bad eye days, maybe all the pain are worth all the times we've spent. We're meant to do it all again. Maybe everybody has their own crosses to bear. Maybe challenges are halved when with loved ones they are shared. Maybe we are blessed despite maybe we are blessed despite the days when things go wrong. Maybe we together to each other do belong. Maybe it's just natural to fear the things I do. Some things are so important as losing me and you. Maybe when the time arrives and I'll no longer see, maybe, please God, maybe, there'll still be you and me.
That was just
beyond words. That was beyond.
I read that to Michael last week, and he said we have to have David. Dave read that.
There's no words.
I wish you had read it to me before the show.
Unbelievable! Unbelievable!
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Blind and Beyond. All I can say, the show is that poem is perfect for our show. Perfect.
A lot of the people in our audience.
Perfect.
Yeah.
They can think about that poem that you just read. And think about themselves as well as yourself. That is, it says it all. It says it all.
So, Dave, can we go back a little bit in the time machine and go back to 2014 and tell a little bit about yourself and your diagnosis and the challenges you faced at the time?
Yeah, I mean, to kind of cut a long story short, I always knew that we had RP in the family. I actually first heard of it when I was about 7 years old. My sister, one of my older sisters, was the first one to be officially diagnosed with it in my family. It comes from my mum's side in my particular case. And I always remember having like an uncle who was blind, but actually my uncle at that stage when I was a little kid didn't know where his vision loss had come from. There wasn't a lot of research about RP. This was back in kind of the early 80s. And my sister was diagnosed in a place called Moorfields Eye Hospital in London. And I just remember being told we had to go to the local eye hospital to all get checked and having these drops put in my eyes, which are now, you know, I know to be dilating drops because I have them at every kind of routine check that I go to. I'm sure a lot of you out there do as well. And I just remember being 7 years old, my eyes going a little blurry for a few hours, not being able to see and it being a little scary. But then kind of after that, I didn't really hear any talk of RP. There was probably conversations that went on behind closed doors. And then I just kind of got on with my life. And things kind of changed for me, as you said, back in 2014. I was just at a kind of new start of a new part of my life. I'd not long split up with the mother of my daughter who lives in Scotland. I'd moved back to Manchester, which is where I'm from originally, to start over again and be near family. And about 6 or 8 months after I moved back home. I met Amy, who's now my wife. We kind of hit it off straight away. Turned out we grew up in the same area, almost streets apart. We probably met when we were kids, but, you know, couldn't really remember. We had a lot of the same friends, and we kind of got together. Her two children from a previous relationship were the same age as my daughter, Ellie. And we just kind of fit. And then a few months into the relationship, she fell pregnant. We had Austin back in 2013. On Christmas Day 2014, Christmas Day 2013, I proposed and asked Amy to marry me, and we set a date for New Year's Eve 2014. So we started off 2014 saving for a wedding, a new family, all excited. And that was when, at the beginning of that year, in around about April time, I went in for a routine eye exam. And when they looked into the back of my eyes, they said that there'd been a big change from the last time that they saw me. There was a lot of pigmentation there. I was advised to stop driving straight away. And then literally about a week later, saw a retinal specialist, and they declared me severely sight impaired, which is the equivalent to legally blind. And that was where the journey started for me.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
So since then, what your outlets have been, music and poetry in no particular order?
Well,
speaker?
Yeah, I worked as a professional singer for the best part of like 20 years before I was diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of happened was when I got that diagnosis that day in the obsessions waiting room, or when I was declared legally blind, I went through a lot of the things that people, you know, your listeners will have been through themselves. The first kind of 8 or 9 months was a real struggle, a loss of confidence, independence, pride to a certain degree. I lost my job because I could no longer drive. I couldn't do the gigs that I was performing at any longer. It was really difficult for me to see my daughter in Scotland and drive up and down and get her, which was like a 3-4 hour journey each way, which I used to do every other weekend to bring her down to Manchester. I was struggling with
still together.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, yes, are. We are. Well, we're 10 years married now.
Yeah. I see lovely fabulous pictures of both of you all the time.
But yeah, we, you know, for the first 8 or 9 months, I really struggled. And then what happened was I got invited to a support group, for people with RP and Usher syndrome. And when they heard that I was a singer, they said to me, would you come and sing some songs? So I decided at the spur of the moment, the night before going to the support group, to rewrite Stand By Me by Benny King and talk
Chris has got that waiting in the wings. We thought we would play a little bit, but I'd like to I have a feeling Sheila might have some questions or comments, because
sure.
Sheila also has RP, and she got it later in life also.
Mm-hmm.
Sheila, are you there?
Actually, Dave, I was misdiagnosed when I was young, so I didn't even know I had RP till I was in my 30s.
Yeah.
And
well, I was always told just to forget about it and just kind of, if it was going to affect me, it wouldn't affect me till I was a much, much older, you know, an old man. And I just kind of forgot about it.
Right. And if anybody out there is listening and would like to ask Dave any questions, the number to call is 407-894-1680. I can't believe I can remember that after 2 months.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, see that? You're programmed. After all these years. Don't let Sheila fool
you. But if you call in, address it to
today.
What we're talking
about.
We
want it to be relevant.
Yes, please.
We would like you to ask.
We want you to call in. Ask
Dave questions.
Exactly.
So,
anyway, being RP, how did you, I mean, I'm sure that you went through the same thing all of us, the anger, the grief, the why me kind of attitude. How did your new wife deal? I mean, I love your maybe. I sat here and cried. So anyway, how did she deal with it?
Well, I think it's, you know, it's still a learning process. You know, we all naturally as humans, you know, we don't just kind of go down this route of acceptance and everything's okay. We, you know, we all have good days and bad days. So we're forever learning. Initially, it was really weird initially. So from her side, I remember people coming up and saying to her things like, oh, you're so good to stay with him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
And things like that.
Haven't we all heard that one?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's like, and she's like, well, you know, he's he's still the man that I love. You know, just because he's losing his sight, that doesn't make a huge difference. But it was almost like people were looking that I was some kind of charity case. The fact that she was willing to stay with me,
right?
Which is just
but you
ridiculous.
Know, Dave, that half the community, when they learn one of the whether it's male or female, they leave the spouse.
Yeah, absolutely. Since I started kind of, become to be known as the blind poet and writing the poetry that I do now, a lot of people naturally, when they read a piece of poetry, they'll relate to it and reach out to me. And I always say that I don't just write the words, I mean them. I'm here to support as many people as I can. Amy said to me when I first started doing this kind of eight, 9 years ago, that what I try to do is I try to be there for people. Thought. I tried to be there for people in the way that people in the way that I wanted someone to be there for me at the beginning, which kind of makes sense.
And how, I mean, I know how we have training here in the US. How have you received training in the UK losing your vision? Do they have good services?
I must admit the services are really good. Obviously we have the NHS free healthcare here, so you kind of when you were diagnosed, you go through this process of having someone do an assessment, a low vision assessment, with helping you with the assistive tech side of things, and then obviously cane training. I have a guide dog who's actually asleep by my feet at the moment, Christopher. Who's actually just getting close to retirement age at the moment. I think the difficult side, which I've spoke about, if any of you have read the books and follow me on social media, is that first 8 or 9 months, there was a very long, awful process of being able to get the right financial support from the government.
This is Michael. I got to interrupt you. We got to go to a break. And sure. We'll come back and play your song, Stand By Me, that you did. The cover of Benny King's Stand By Me. We'd love to hear it. Stand By Me, your version. But let's go right now to a break, and we'll come back in a few minutes. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Don't go away. We'll be back with Dave Steele.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The Concerto study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's concertostudy.com.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope, You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision Nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. Partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. That's the number to call in, 407-894-1680. We've been talking to Dave Steele, and Dave Steele, he has a song that was made famous by Benny King, and we would like to hear his version of his Stand By Me. Chris Shaw, could you play the song? This is by Dave Steele, Stand By Me.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me, oh, stand by me, won't stand now, stand by me, if your eyes could see I will become a tunnel so close, all your loved ones' faces fading, not to see. Please don't cry, just say you'll try, and lend me your hand, for together we will be this our peace. When our sight is all but gone, and lives grow dark, we are blind, even though we still see. No, we won't this I'll be. So darling, darling, stand by
okay,
me.
Chris.
Dave, just so you know, it doesn't sound like that out.
Yeah, I know that.
Lately, we've been doing this for a few years since COVID, and lately the Zoom has been going in and out. So it's just technology.
It's the Wi-Fi in the station, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that is.
Well, I'll go to YouTube and listen to that one.
Go everybody, if you want to listen to it, just Dave, you tell them what to.
Tell them where to listen to it if they want to listen.
You can go onto YouTube and just type in "Stand By Me RP" and it'll come up. Or if you want to find all my links, just go to my website, theblindpoet.net.
Ooh, okay. So you were talking about a poem that you wrote from the Keynes perspective.
Yeah, I think
so
we all
go. Do that for us?
Of course, we all go through this process of learning to come to terms with a mobility cane. And I think a lot of people don't realize that, you know, others go through the same thing. So I wanted to do something to show that. And this is from the perspective of a cane that goes like this. You're not the only one who's felt embarrassed to be seen outside walking with me. This for many's always been a part of the whole process as together we will train. But in time, you will realize you'll soon be proud again. I'm made to give you back the things that you may feel you've lost, like pride and independence, all the things that blindness cost. I'm not a sign of weakness. I'm a reason to be proud. Alleviate anxiety whilst you are in a crowd. Sometimes I'm left behind or folded up inside your hand, but I'll be ready for you. I won't judge. I understand. I know these things are natural. It's the way that people stare. When you can still see some things, but for blindness, you prepare. You don't need to see nothing to be able to use me. That's not the way that blindness works. It fades so differently. I'm here to be a symbol and a signal that you're strong, a reason not to isolate, a reason to belong. So when you're feeling ready, I'll be with you day or night. Unfold me, hold me confident, and swipe me left to right. Eventually, you'll come to terms. Our partnership remain. It's me and you forever. I am your mobility cane.
Oh, wow. I love it.
Great.
Thank you.
I have a call right now calling in from New Jersey. Like to speak to Dave?
Sure.
Hello.
Welcome.
Can you guys hear me okay?
We hear you fine.
Good, David. I enjoyed your version of Stand By Me.
Thank you.
It's a great song, and you sounded great. And wow, you're an impressive man, and I must say it's just a great pleasure to get to know you through Blind and Beyond and this great program that Michael and Lynn have for us every week. So, hey, you're great, David. Keep up the great work. You are an inspiration, man. Thank you so much.
And Dave, I must say, I love going to New Jersey. I'll be back out in New York again in a couple of months.
Oh, wow. Traveling man. Thank you for calling, Paul. But Dave,
that was Paul from New Jersey.
Yeah, can you give out your website so that people like Paul, if they'd like to know more about you, they can find you and all about you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Before we say goodnight. Yeah, before we say goodnight.
You can go and find all my poetry, all my links to all my books and everything else on theblindpoet.net. That's theblindpoet.net.
Oh, that's
and
simple.
Are your books available on the Bard website by chance?
Not at the moment. They're on Amazon, and you can get them via the website. There's a Braille versions in the works at the moment, and tactile versions, and audiobooks are already out there and stuff as well. So, but everything's via the website.
Okay. Well, I will be reaching out to you for sure.
Thank you.
We look forward to having you back very soon.
Yeah, my pleasure. And thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much, Dave. And I know
you're
going to
sleep. Stay well.
It's late over there.
It is late.
Give our regards to Amy, your wife.
Yeah.
We will do. Thank you so much. Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye, Dave.
Bye-bye.
Wow. That was
and
sweet.
That was David Steele,
the
blind poet. From across the pond in England.
Yep. What a delightful
individual. Right now, we got trivia. Trivia time. From Sheila Young trivia. Yep. That's right. Sheila, you're up.
All right. For many of you, I have been through and back over the past 7 weeks. So who's singing this song?
Chris.
I can't hear it.
Who's singing this song? 407-894-680. Who is singing this song?
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along. And so you're back. One night of faith. I just walked in to find you here with that bad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second, we'd be back tomorrow to see one hour ago. Or about the door. Just
hey, I don't know. It sounds really, really, really awkward over here on my end. How does it sound on your end?
It doesn't.
Oh no, it sounds terrible.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me revamp and see if I can revamp it from another format.
Well, I hope Dave sounded okay.
Yeah, Dave sounded fine.
Okay.
Dave sounded fine. I don't know. Right. I don't know why. That's hold on. Let me.
While we're waiting for you to fix it.
Well, can I do a shout out real quick?
Yes.
Yeah, do a shout out.
All right. One of our guest co-hosts, Mr. Charles Brooks.
Oh, I was just going to say that. I was just going to say that.
This week.
You beat me to the punch.
Yep. Happy birthday, early birthday, Charles. Hope you're doing well and hope to talk with you soon.
Well, actually, Charles will be the guest co-host this Sunday, a week from today, so you can call in and wish him happy birthday.
All right, cool.
You can even sing to him.
Yep.
No.
Yeah, I have it marked down in my date book. I forgot last year. Yeah, a lot of July.
No, I will not be singing, but I will call and wish him happy birthday.
Oh, okay.
The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We'll try to get back the song that Sheila was her tribute. A lot of you can hear one word and you know who's singing.
Yeah, I couldn't hear it at all. I don't know what's with the Zoom. Although Chris said he couldn't hear it on his end either.
No, it wasn't Zoom then.
It's the internet.
It was the internet.
Yeah. So we have a lot of talent. We have two really talented people on tonight. Well, Sheila's talented too.
We have a lot of people talented.
Yeah, no, I said tonight. No. But the second hour, we hope you stay with us. We have Chad Allen calling in from California. And among many other talents, he's also a magician and he just happens to be blind. Go figure. He's a magician.
I know it. Yeah.
He was on actually 2 years ago.
He was on one night. I think I was co-hosting.
Oh, and we have Howie calling in from Oceanside, New York.
He knows who the singer is. He knows the trivia.
Let's say hello to Howie. Well, are we waiting for anybody else? Is that it?
New listener, just in case.
Just in case.
Howie backs up.
Poor Howie.
Howie, you have to wait a minute. Listen
Howie knows all the music.
Howie, just wait a second. Let's see if we have a new listener. You'll be the first one if we don't have a new listener.
Yeah, I guess Subway's missing him over there.
Yeah, they already called in. Subway already called up.
Yeah, where's Howie?
Where's Howie?
Howie does know his music.
So Sheila, but you're getting along. You're getting around okay now. I mean, you're still using a walker or a cane.
Yes, I'm still. No, I still have to use the walker until my muscles get built up.
Mm-hmm.
My left side is still weak.
Some people don't know that we have new listeners every week. They don't know that you fell down.
Well, I was at our first day of our state convention. I was going to a meeting. I hit a wall in the hallway of the hotel, and it threw me across the hallway because it was totally unexpected. And I fell on my left side and broke my femur away from my ball joint in my hip.
Oh, my God.
So I was taken to the emergency room, went to surgery that night and had a hip replacement and was in the hospital and then rehab and then my sister's for 2 weeks. And it's been seven weeks and a couple days since it happened. I'm still pretty weak on that side, but not too bad. Yes, I'm using the walker. But every day is a different day and every day I'm getting stronger, but some days more pain than others. And I'm still on the 3-month restriction where, there's things I cannot do.
Wow. So I can't believe it's 7 weeks.
This is Michael.
It's been 7 weeks, yeah. Right.
I have to say that my co-host, Sheila Young, never ceased to amaze me.
Yeah.
If it's not this, it's that. If it's not that, it's this. Sheila Young, you're too much.
You're a survivor, that's for
sure. That's right.
Well, I actually, that was our 70th state convention, and I did the entire convention on my laptop from my hospital room.
I heard that through the little birdie told me. I said, what? She's telling me she can't go online, but you were online at the in the hospital or something.
Yeah.
I
ran the convention from my hospital.
Yeah. You never told me that. Was it Leslie? I think it was Leslie Spoon told me that.
I don't know. But
oh my gosh. Leave it.
You know, hey, I'm president of a state. I have to be there for the convention.
Oh my gosh.
It's a good thing. Who found you in the hallway?
Well, nobody. I called my vice president because I was meeting him downstairs for a meeting. And I texted him and said, get to the fifth floor now. And he did. And he tried to help me up. And I said, Mikey, you can't help me get up. I cannot get up. And he said, okay. So he called 911 and it took three people to get me on the stretcher because it's the worst pain. I would rather have 10 kids than go through that again.
Oh, wow.
I've never, ever been in so much pain. For 3 weeks, I could not move my left leg without help. Somebody had to help me move my leg. But
and
now,
in your cars.
But now I'm up and I'm walking around and life's
good.
Thank goodness. Glad to hear that from you, Sheila.
Are there any new callers calling in for our trivia?
I got a new caller. She wanted to call in and say hi. She wanted to call in and say hi. And this is her first time listening to the show. She wants to call in and say
hi. Does she know the trivia?
I think she was trying to get in on the trivia, but we can find out at the same time. So
we'll ask her if she's a new caller.
We'll ask her.
Yeah, let's go. Let's see. Her name is Miss Virginia, and she's calling all the way from the Bayou State.
Louisiana.
That's right. New Orleans, Louisiana.
New Orleans.
Yeah, New Orleans. Yes.
I say it like Michael. New Orleans.
Hi, Virginia. How are you?
Hi, Virginia.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's hot and sweaty.
Well, join the club.
Do you know who's singing that song?
Huh?
Do you know who's singing that song?
Trivia question.
Well, I thought I did, but I think I was wrong. I thought it was Donna Summers, but it must be somebody else.
No, it wasn't Donna Summers.
That's
okay.
Thank you for calling in, though.
We're so happy that you're listening.
So happy that you're listening.
Listen every week.
Yeah. We'll have another caller.
Another
trivia in the next hour. Plus, every week we have at least two or three trivias.
We better say goodnight because Howie's hungry.
Yeah, Howie's hungry. Thanks for calling in, Virginia.
Thank you, Virginia.
Thanks for listening. Keep on listening.
All right.
Howie, you're up.
Howie's like,
hello.
Howie, you're up.
Hi, Howie.
Hello.
Hi, Howie.
That was Gloria Gaynor.
Correct.
Right.
You are right. Thanks,
so he
Howie.
Just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Very good. I can eat dinner again. Thank you.
There you go.
We don't want you to starve, Howie.
$10 gift card. Come your way.
That's funny.
Don't tell us that you wait till you win a Subway gift card to eat dinner.
Bing Crosby owned the baseball team. Your question a couple of weeks ago, you said Gene Autry. Bing Crosby also owned the baseball team, and he sang Christmas songs.
Bing Crosby owned the baseball team?
Yeah. Bing Crosby was a part owner of a team. Have someone look it up. He owned part of the Pirates.
The Pittsburgh Pirates?
Pittsburgh Pirates, yep.
Yep.
But he wasn't a billionaire. I said someone famous, a billionaire, and owned the baseball team. So Bing Crosby owned 100% of the team?
No, he didn't own 100%. You didn't say owned 100%.
No, I did not. No, I did not. And I did not know Bing Crosby owned the baseball team. I know Gene Autry did. And Gene Autry owned much of California.
And so did Bob Hope, by the way. Bob Hope owned part of the old Cleveland Indians that are now the Cleveland Guardians.
That's true. Now it's called the Guardians.
All right.
But you're saying, you're saying, I have to look it up. You're saying that Bing Crosby owned part of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
He certainly did.
There you go.
All right. You got Michael on a mission, Howie.
All right. Yeah. All right, everybody. Have a good week.
Well, you too, Howie. Take care up there.
Bye-bye.
All righty. So we go, it's 7:58. What are we doing, Chris? We going to the top of the hour yet?
Yeah, we can go into a quick break into the top of the hour.
Let's do that.
You call it.
Let's go.
You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
There's a lot of work going on.
In 1 week.
No, not yet.
It sounded like he was going to go right back. 1 week.
No, I didn't say that. Didn't say it. I was going to say, this is host Michael. Look forward to the next hour.
Yep, I am too. Revisit with Chad.
I'll tell you one thing. This show is becoming better and better every week as far as I'm concerned.
I'm
boosting. I'm boosting and bragging at the same time. This show is getting better and better. I love you all for listening. Don't go away.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.